regularly worked on it. You'll be a person who used selected discipline to build a powerful habit.
Selected discipline works swimmingly.
Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps is a case study of selected discipline. When he was diagnosed with ADHD as a child, his kindergarten teacher told his mother, "Michael can't sit still. Michael can't be quiet. He's not gifted. Your son will never be able to focus on anything." Bob Bowman, his coach since age 11, reports that Michael spent a lot of time on the side of the pool by the lifeguard stand for disruptive behavior. That same misbehavior has cropped up from time to time in his adult life as well. Yet he set dozens of world records. In 2004, he won 6 gold and 2 bronze medals in Athens, and then in 2008, a record 8 in Beijing, surpassing the legendary Mark Spitz. His 18 gold medals set a record for Olympians in any sport. Before he hung up his goggles in retirement, his wins at the 2012 London Olympic Games brought his total medal count to 22 and earned him the status of most decorated Olympian in any sport in history. Talking about Phelps, one reporter said, "If he were a country, he'd be ranked 12th over the last 3 Olympics." Today, his mom reports, "Michael's ability to focus amazes me. Bowman calls it his strongest attribute." How did this happen? How did the boy, who would never be able to focus on anything, achieve so much? Phelps became a person of selected discipline. From age 14 through the Beijing Olympics, Phelps trained 7 days a week, 365 days a year. He figured that by training on Sundays, he got a 52 training day advantage on the competition. He spent up to 6 hours in the water each day. "Channeling his energy is one of his greatest strengths," said Bowman. Not to oversimplify, but it's not a stretch to say that Phelps channeled all of his energy into one discipline that developed into one habit, a habit of swimming daily. The payoff from developing the right habit is pretty obvious. It gets you the success you're searching for. What sometimes gets overlooked, however, is an amazing windfall. It also simplifies your life. Your life gets clearer and less complicated because you know what you have to do well, and you know what you don't. The fact of the matter is that aiming discipline at the right habit gives you license to be less disciplined in other areas. When you do the right thing, it can liberate you from having to monitor everything. Michael Phelps found his sweet spot in the swimming pool. Over time, finding the discipline to do this formed the habit that changed his life.
66 days to the sweet spot.
Discipline and habit. Honestly, most people never really want to talk about these, and who can blame them? I don't either. The images these words conjure in our heads are of something hard and unpleasant. Just reading the words is exhausting. But there's good news. The right discipline goes a long way, and habits are hard only in the beginning. Over time, the habit you're after becomes easier and easier to sustain. It's true. Habits require much less energy and effort to maintain than to begin. Online at theonething.com, Figure 7 shows a graphical representation of the role of discipline in achievement, where less discipline is needed to maintain a behavior once it becomes a habit. Put up with the discipline long enough to turn it into a habit, and the journey feels different. Lock in one habit so it becomes part of your life, and you can effectively ride the routine with less wear and tear on yourself. The hard stuff becomes habit, and habit makes the hard stuff easy. So how long do you have to maintain discipline? Researchers at the University College of London have the answer. In 2009, they asked the question, "How long does it take to establish a new habit?" They were looking for the moment when a new behavior becomes automatic or ingrained. The point of automaticity came when participants were 95% through the power curve and the effort needed to sustain it was about as low as it would get. They asked students to take on exercise and diet goals for a period of time and monitor their progress. The results suggest that it takes an average of 66 days to acquire a new habit. The full range was 18 to 254 days, but the 66 days represented a sweet spot, with easier behaviors taking fewer days on average and tough ones taking longer. Self-help circles tend to preach that it takes 21 days to make a change, but modern science doesn't back that up. It takes time to develop the right habit, so don't give up too soon. Decide what the right one is, then give yourself all the time you need and apply all the discipline you can summon to develop it. Australian researchers Megan Oten and Ken Chang have even found some evidence of a halo effect around habit creation. In their studies, students who successfully acquired one positive habit reported less stress, less impulsive spending, better dietary habits, decreased alcohol, tobacco, and caffeine consumption, fewer hours watching TV, and even fewer dirty dishes. Sustain the discipline long enough on one habit, and not only does it become easier, but so do other things as well. It's why those with the right habits seem to do better than others. They're doing the most important thing regularly, and as a result, everything else is easier.
Big ideas. Don't be a disciplined person. Be a person of powerful habits and use selected discipline to develop them. Build one habit at a time. Success is sequential, not simultaneous. No one actually has the discipline to acquire more than one powerful new habit at a time. Super successful people aren't superhuman at all. They've just used selected discipline to develop a few significant habits. One at a time, over time. Give each habit enough time. Stick with the discipline long enough for it to become routine. Habits, on average, take 66 days to form. Once a habit is solidly established, you can either build on that habit or, if appropriate, build another one.
If you are what you repeatedly do, then achievement isn't an action you take, but a habit you forge into your life. You don't have to seek out success. Harness the power of selected discipline to build the right habit, and extraordinary results will find you.
Chapter 7, Willpower is Always on Will Call. Patricia Cohen said, Odysseus understood how weak willpower actually is when he asked his crew to bind him to the mast while sailing past the seductive sirens.
Why would you ever do something the hard way? Why would you ever knowingly get behind the eight ball, deliberately crawl between a rock and a hard place, or intentionally work with one hand tied behind your back? You wouldn't. But most people unwittingly do every day. When we tie our success to our willpower without understanding what that really means, we set ourselves up for failure, and we don't have to. Often quoted as a statement about sheer determination, the old English proverb, "Where there's a will, there's a way," has probably misled as many as it's helped. It just rolls off the tongue and passes so quickly through our head that few stop to hear its full meaning. Widely regarded as the singular source of personal strength, it gets misinterpreted as a cleverly phrased one-dimensional prescription for success. But for will to have its most powerful way, there's more to it than that. Construe willpower as just a call for character, and you miss its other equally essential element, which is timing. It's a critical piece. For most of my life, I never gave willpower much thought. Once I did, it captivated me. The ability to control oneself, to determine one's actions, is a pretty powerful idea. Base it on training, and it's called discipline. But do it because you simply can. That's raw power. The power of will. It seems so straightforward. Invoke my will, and success was mine. I was on my way. Sadly, I didn't need to pack much, for it was a short trip. As I set out to impose my will against defenseless goals, I quickly discovered something discouraging, that I didn't always have willpower. One moment I had it, the next I didn't. One day it was AWOL, the next it was at my beck and call. My willpower seemed to come and go as if it had a life of its own. Building success around full-strength, on-demand willpower.